K4VWA, mobile.
K4VWA, W4DJW. Have you looked at the weather for today?
Heard what the temperatures are supposed to be, and they look like they're going to be optimum. Have you looked at the wind?
Affirmative. Single digits, both on constant speed and burst. Both are in single digits.
I hear some grass in a long green strip calling my name.
I'm looking it up again just to confirm, but that's pretty much what I saw this morning when I looked it up. I thought, finally a flying day.
Are you thinking of a certain time?
So I just pulled up noon today just to see what it's going to be like at high noon. And it's going to be 64 degrees. The wind is going to be 4 miles an hour with 9 mile an hour gusts. And 0% chance of rain, 0% cloud cover. Perfect. I'm thinking sometime around noon or after. It could be after noon as well. Because all day it toggles back and forth between 4 and 5 mile an hour winds all day.
What about our friend, Alex?
If we're planning on going, I'll text him. If not, I won't text him. Him and Gerhardt both.
That sounds great. I would imagine Gerhardt's going to want to go probably, 1 or 2 o'clock after lunch. Either way, today and tomorrow I basically have 2 days to accomplish this honeydew. And I don't know what it is, but everything has to occur early in the morning, which is why I'm out this morning. I have a doctor's appointment I got to go to, and it's really, really just a redundancy, just something I really don't need to do, but they want me to come in, so I'm going to go do that this morning, and I'm going to get back, and just as soon as the grass can dry a little bit, I'm going to start building my addition onto my chicken coop. So I believe I can have some batteries charging while I am doing the start of the chicken coop, and I can finish it tomorrow. So that's going to work out just perfect. In addition, I received my parts for my FMS Cessna 182. I doubt that I'll be able to get them all onto the aircraft by that time. So we'll save that for another day. So I'm thinking Mixler, Bloody Wonder, and maybe one other.
That's the same thing I was going to charge for, is Blixer, Bloody Wonder, and Dolphin. I don't know if I'll fly the Dolphin or not, but it ought to. I mean, it's a beautiful day. You think about 2 o'clock or earlier or later?
Actually, any time after about noon would be fine with me. And I'll be able to fly for a couple of hours, maybe a little longer. And then I can just go back to the chicken coop after I get through flying. But pretty much any time after noon.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and put stuff on charge. I might take a couple multirotors out there, too, to get some pictures with all the green coming out to do some, 360-degree pictures from over there. I haven't done them over there in a while. All right, I'll let you go. I'm going to go put stuff on charge. I got to iterate through 3 different size batteries, so need to get them started early.
Question before you go, would you want to take just a little bit of time and let me acclimate you to that zero turn? It shouldn't take 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm not going to take my unit over there today. What I was thinking about was the deck height, but I can acclimate you to that zero turn today, and that way when we can do our first run, do you have have that in your head? Do you remember the first date, our first Thursday to do that? I'm thinking it's like the end of this month.
I'm going to look that up. Give me just a second. Okay, May 1 is the first day for us, according to my calendar. Yeah, because we're in April. So May the 4th. May the 4th is Thursday. So May the 4th is the first day for us.
Right. For some reason, I was thinking of it sometime this month. But anyhow, that's fine. May 4th. And, you know, if you wanted to spend, you know, 10 or 15 minutes just looking at it, getting acquainted, then we can do that too. So, anyhow, we'll broach that when we get there. All right, 73 is KN4 of NWA. I'll be putting batteries on charge just as soon as I return home. And sounds like a date to me, big boy. KN4 of NWA. Still mobile.
Do you have the key to get into the shed where the new lawnmower is?
Counted for, and I'll show you the setup when we get over there. I don't want to say that over the air.
Okay, all right. Good enough. I'm going to go put stuff on charge, and maybe if Larry's over there, we can have him cross that off his list, because that's one of the things he was going to do this past Saturday when it was raining, and not now. He's going to have to reschedule, but if we can go over that. Did he go over that with you, or, I mean, is us doing this going to be enough for him to cross that off his list?
Since I own a zero turn, and I have had a zero turn for years, and I have one of the same brand that they have, I would assume, you know, that since I believe it's a 54-inch deck, and their main concern was just, you know, for those that have never driven a zero turn, just get it out and become acclimated to the controls and getting it in and out of the building without, you know, banging the sides and doing damage to the drop chute. So I tell you what I'll do. I'll give Larry a call on my way home, and I'll just ask him if it's okay if I acclimate you, okay?
That'll be good. That way it won't be a surprise to anybody. All right, I'm going to go put stuff on charge. Stay safe out there. KN4VWA, W4DJ, W Clear.
KN4VWA, bubbling towards Sparkleberry. Clear.